WTAW. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeofthenicegeyes.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office reports phone scammers are back. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says callers identifying themselves as real deputies are advising local residents they have a warrant and are demanding $300.
It appears that there is a much larger investigation ongoing into this operation that's not ready to come to a closure. So the Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking at it along with other state agencies.
Stewart says none of the targeted victims have fallen for the scheme. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, who chairs the Health and Human Services Committee, has released the recommendations the committee spent the summer studying in advance of the upcoming legislative session. Among the seven items agreed on by all committee members is identifying cost-effective alternatives to Medicaid.
Texas needs to continue to work with our congressional partners and individuals such as Representative Flores to seek a block grant from Congress, so that we can administer Medicaid as a state plan that's correct for the citizens that need those vital services, but at the same time, it's right for the taxpayers of Texas.
Recommendations also include expanding access to women's health care, improving the state's mental health services, stopping prescription drug abuse, and future funding of CPRIT, the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute. The governor's task force on addressing infectious diseases has issued more than 170 pages of recommendations to prepare for and respond in a health emergency. The task force included several members of the Texas A&M Health Science Center. One of them, Dr. Scott Lillibridge, spoke at this week's Chamber of Commerce Community Health Update. He says they're not only monitoring Ebola, but a return of polio in war-stricken areas of the world.
Iraq, Syria, Nigeria, and Afghanistan. The sad thing about that is that if that causes refugees, they move around the world, countries start having polio cases, we'll have to re-immunize children again. That's a huge health security issue for us.
A link to the task force recommendations is on our website at WTAW.com. There's a new leader of the Brazos County Democratic Party. Jason Poyser was appointed chairman following the retirement of Maggie Charlton as she and her husband are moving to North Carolina. Charlton was named the executive director in 2004, then was selected chairwoman in 2008. Poyser, who takes over December 31st, will finish the remainder of Charlton's term, which goes through 2016. Those living in the Bryan School District have the better part of a week to choose between two options for next year's calendar. Spokesman Brandon Webb says the main difference is whether students will continue a week-long Thanksgiving vacation.
Option A, which again is similar to the calendar that we are in this year, with the full week of Thanksgiving off, pushes the end of school into the first week in June.
The calendar survey can be taken until next Wednesday at bryanisd.org. The school board could take a vote as early as a week from Monday. Sunday marks the 88th BCS Christmas Parade. The parade starts at the entrance of Polo Road, then heads onto University Drive, and then takes a turn onto Texas Avenue. Penny Zent, parade co-chair, says the groups will head in different directions just south of the Tejas Center at Sulphur Springs.
If you want to see everybody in the parade, that you stay south of the Sulphur Springs area.
Zent says there are 102 entries this year in this year's parade, including the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band and Ross Volunteers, who lead off the parade every year. Zent says there are camels that will be part of a live nativity scene. The parade starts at 2 p.m. For more information, you can visit bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 6:10 at 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news today at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Here's Miriam Gamushin talking about the new moon diamond earrings available at David Gardner's Jewelers.
Yes, well, the new moon earrings, for instance, is an earring that we've had for 30 years. It's actually our second style. And what's wonderful about that earring is it really is a simple thing. It's a simple hoop, but it's got a twist. So it's got a slight curve so that when you wear it, the diamonds lighten up your face, basically. And we do that in several different diamond sizes and diameter size. It just looks great on everybody. And it's a staple. I wear it every day. I go in the subway with it. I go swimming with it. I go black tie with it. You can dress it up, dress it down. And you know, wear it with jeans, t-shirt, anything. And so this little earring of ours is basically like the Gamushin little black dress of jewelry. Today, it is still the number one bestseller earring in our collection.
New Moon Earrings, the little black dress of jewelry, available at David Gardner's Jewelers.
6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning
by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Patchy fog out there this morning, along with a couple of showers. It'll be breezy and warm today. Highs will make their way up to about 75. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. We're 55 to 60. Mixture of clouds and sunshine develop tomorrow as we get the weekend started. It cools off a bit, high 65 to 70. Partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55. Another chance of shower Sunday and turning cooler with highs of only 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M volleyball hitting the road to Austin yesterday. A&M soccer is in Florida today. Dallas Cowboys last night won again. Ha, 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 Scott. And a whole lot more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up at 6:50.
So it was Tony, my back hurts, Romo, the quarterback? Or
well, no, it's Tony, nobody knew it, but I'm also playing with a broken rib, Romo.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
What a sport. What a champion.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
So the rain is kind of patchy.
Yeah.
That's
some pretty good downpours on the way in this
morning. And that's it. It's kind of hit and miss right now. It seems like there's always rain at Rock Prairie. It just seems
to You're absolutely right.
No matter what happens. Heaviest rain actually down near Atascocita and Liberty and that area. That's the only place we're seeing any yellow, a little bit inside the loop and then down toward Angleton. But as far as we're concerned, there's no general rainfall yet. We do have a percentage of rain in the forecast. And, you know, Rob doesn't do percentages, but we do have a percentage of rain in the forecast, really 20 and 30% throughout the weekend. We'll see what happens. But temp-wise, geez, 76, man. So I don't know if you've heard about the Internet. It's it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, it really is.
We've gotten to the point now where we know where we can find it. It's just a matter of whether we have an interest level sufficient to actually type in what we want, right? I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that where we are?
Yeah, that's it.
You don't have to ask the question, gosh, I don't know where I could find out how to do that. So what the heck? Of the things that you can learn on the Internet, why wouldn't learning to drive a car be the thing to do? Two men who are serving jail time in China, which means obviously this didn't end well, stole a luxury car. Took it for a joyride. I've kind of already given away the essence of the story. They found the key fob that had been left behind at an ATM. So they go outside, punch the fob, and about 200 feet away, here's this Audi. Lights come on. Well, that's only half the deal, though, because they don't know how to drive. So basically, they just hunkered down in an internet bar with their computer to learn how to start and drive the vehicle. Again, this is 2014, and we got people who need to know how to learn to start a car.
Wait a minute, did you say a bar?
An internet bar.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, an internet bar. And, you know, and probably you just got to put your thumb on a spot, you know, and that starts it. But nonetheless, they did that, and they learned how to drive and start the vehicle. After cramming for a day, they basically drove off in the car. Kind of makes you wonder, people just leave their cars hanging out there in China. Apparently, though, they did not look into the rules of the road because they were stopped for running a red light. And then, of course, had no driver license.
You think the red light part would have been sort of in the early parts of the study?
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
But again, maybe they were just trying to do operational stuff. You know, and if you think about it, if you go to the operations manual of a car, it doesn't tell you the rules of the road. So
no, fair enough.
Let's
All they wanted to know is how to drive it, though. You stop looking after that.
Yeah, that's it, because they're just out for a joyride. They're not going to keep it for life or anything.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 616. It's December the 5th. This would be day 339. There's 26 of them to go. It's International Volunteer Day. Why not? It's Bathtub Party Day. You probably need to ask permission.
Yes.
National Salesperson Day. Let's see what the turnout is here today.
Yeah. It is Friday, and it's the holidays.
That's
come on.
Right. Come on now. Where were you guys taking National Salesperson Day?
Business could not business call.
Yeah.
Out
yeah.
of town.
Yeah, that's right. Retail Day. Repeal Day. That's the 21st Amendment, so have a drink to that. International Ninja Day. And it's 20 shopping days until Christmas, but probably important to let you know that according to the Mayan calendar, there's only 16 days left in the world. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you bust your hump trying to shop?
Wait a minute. I thought that was last year.
It says here 16 days until the Mayan calendar end of the world. So, I'm not sure.
Oh, no, we're all going to die.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, for birthdays.
Frankie Muniz is 29 years old from Malcolm in the Middle. Jessica Perret is 32 from Mad Men. Carrie Hilson is 32 years old. She's a singer. Amy Acker, 38 years old, and she was in Person of Interest. Margaret Cho is 46 and still not funny. Yeah. Gary Allen, the country singer, is 47 years old. Johnny Resniak is 49 from the Goo Goo Dolls. Tyler England, Ty England, is a country singer. He's 51. Jack Russell is 54.
Love the terrier.
Mm-hmm.
He's the singer of Great White.
But okay. Named the dog after him.
Morgan Brittany is 63 years old from Dallas. Jim Messina of Loggins and is 67. Jose Carreras is 68. He's one of the tenors. And a little Richard.
Small Richard.
82. Yeah. And Walt Disney would have a birthday today.
Yeah. It's Microwave Oven Day tomorrow. It's National Pawnbroker's Day. It's St. Nicholas Day. What's that? How'd that work?
Probably for the actual saint, uh-huh. Not necessarily
yeah, probably right.
The
yeah,
jolly
right.
fat man.
And the full moon, real moon, that's tomorrow. Also, it's a Domino's Pizza's birthday, 1960. Other birthdays.
And you celebrate with Johnny Football Manziel.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Saturday. He is 22 years old.
Wow. What a couple of years it's been.
Uh-huh.
Ashley Medicuy is 33 years old from Salem. Stephanie LaCrossa is 35 from one of the survivals. Judd Apatow is 47.
Funny guy.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
David Loring is 53 from a band called the Pixies. Peter Buck from REM is 58. 58. Wow, that's 58 years old. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Stephen Wright.
Okay.
He's 59.
I may find some of him today.
He just kills me.
Any reason not to, yeah.
Tom Hulce is 61 years old. He's the guy that played in Amadeus. He did a great job and just disappeared.
Yeah.
And Joe Beth Williams, 66 years old.
I'm trying to think if there's ever been a 22-year-old pro football player who's had his name in the celebrity birthdays. That, probably speaks a lot to society and mobile apps and all that. All right. Sunday is Pearl Harbor Day, 72 years since the Japanese sneak attack back in 1941. 2,400 people died. It's also the birthday. Oh, it's the birthday of the instant replay. The instant replay was used for the first time in 1963 during the Army-Navy game. How you like that? All right.
Interesting.
And for birthdays.
We will celebrate with Nicholas Holt, who's 25 years old from the X-Men movies. Emily Browning is 26. She was in the Lemony Snicket movie. And a Sucker Punch, too, as a matter of fact. Aaron Carter, Dancing with the Stars, and, he used to sing a little bit. He's 27 years old. Jennifer Carpenter is 35. She was in Dexter. Sarah Bareilles, whose love song was a big hit. She's 35. T.O. Terrell Owens, 41. Damian Rice is 44 years old. See Thomas Howell.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't do much, but I always remember his Pony Boy.
He's done some stuff.
Some.
Anyway, yeah. Uh-huh.
Jeffrey Wright is Hunger Games. He's 49. Tim Butler is 56 from the Psychedelic First. Larry Bird, the Birdman, 58 years old. Priscilla Barnes is 56. She was the second blonde in Three's Company.
Oh, okay.
Tom Waits is 65.
Like his voice.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Johnny Bench, 67 years old. And Eli Wallach, only because I just love him.
No, he's passed.
I was going to say would have been.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's the only reason I mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay.
And Ellen Burstyn, I'm sorry. She's still alive in 82.
All right. 620. 620. Oh, killing me. Just killing me.
Hey, it's Friday.
I know. All right. Try it again.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so the death of Eric Garner is a shame. Didn't have to happen. if it wasn't for the stupid, idiotic government laws in New York. You know, buying a pack of cigarettes in New York City costs, you know, 12, 14 bucks a pack. And this is because of outrageous taxes. The government, state, city gets about $6 a pack, every pack sold. Now, additionally, the laws related to the sale of cigarettes, they're even more strident than if you smoke marijuana on a street corner. Then you only get a simple summons. And in the case of Garner, while he's confronted, he was arrested 9 times. What for? Selling untaxed Lucy cigarettes. It's illegal. Why is this even an issue? Because of government greed. Why do they arrest people that sell untaxed cigarettes? It deprives the government of their precious taxes. Anyway, that confrontation was caused by a bad law. Is anyone going to look at the government in this case at all?
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this Christmas, I'll be spending as much time as I can with my family. So if you find yourself out shopping, now is the time to pick up the Wits and Wagers party game. Now, I talk about it all the time because my wife and kids and my extended family, we all love it. We can't stop playing it. And if you give it as a gift this Christmas, I promise you, you're going to be somebody's hero. It's like no other game you've ever played. And as soon as you start playing, the best part is everyone turns off their electronics, gathers around the table. The next thing you know, the room is filled with cheers and laughter. Now, if you know anybody that has kids or loves to just get together with friends, well, you've got to give them this gift for Christmas. It creates memories. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock that name in. Remember it while you're out shopping, the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Oh, and if you find yourself at Target this week, it's on sale for $19. It's the most clever game you'll ever play. Wits and Wagers Party Game. And now is the best time to get it because it's on sale at Target.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyotathon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 1/5/15.
Another diaper may clean things up. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Al Brooks. Amazon is getting to the bottom of things with its own private label diaper business. The generic brand called Elements will go head-to-head with Procter & Gamble and other suppliers who increasingly rely on the online retail giant for sales. Amazon isn't going for the lowest price. Rather, it is trying to reach a consumer who is willing to pay more to get detailed information about a product's origins and the materials used. The most common strain so far this flu season has mutated, and that means the current vaccine available may not fully protect you against the virus. However, federal officials say they're still recommending to get the shot, which will offer some protection. Checking out the generic futures for this hour, the Dow is up 20 points, the NASDAQ is ahead 6, and the S&P 500 is up just about 1. I'm Al Brooks with the Dow Jones Money Report.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs needs financing for your business, visit us at ondeck.com or call us at 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819. 800-293-6819.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. We all know kids have no filter, so much so they've had television shows. You know, remember the Kids Say the Darndest Thing show? Well, you find out more when you ask Santa what they actually said, because that's where they share their deepest desires, right? So Mall Santas got together and gave us an insight into a kid's psyche more than any place else. Mall Santas around the country shared the strangest things that kids have ever asked for. The list is 10 long. I can only do 8 of them on the radio. A remote-controlled buffalo is one of them. A unicorn that poops rainbows. One kid wanted his name for Christmas changed to Batman. A lifetime supply of peanut butter so my dog would lick my face forever. One wanted to know how elves reproduced. A gumball machine that was filled with avocados. No idea why. To destroy all Backstreet Boys CDs. I would hearken to guess that that's because he had an older sister. And finally, for the neighbor lady to stop coming over when mom is at work. The things that kids say to Santa Clauses. And an insight maybe to what your kid wants for Christmas. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. The gang at Gun Corps are in full-blown Christmas mode. Go online to gun-corps, C-O-R-P-S, gun-corps.com. If you're like I am, you like to go to the brick-and-mortar shop. It's on Texas Avenue in their brand-new location right across from the Kettle and College Station, right next to Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
You can spell the word typewriter using only the letters in the top row of a keyboard, and that's apparently not by accident. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up. Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan. Negotiate lower interest rates, minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest, and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now, 877-789-4173. If you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. It's called the QWERTY keyboard. It's the layout of the letters and other characters on a computer or typewriter. Where did it come from?
It's the creation of an American inventor called Christopher Latham Sholes. His first design had an alphabetical layout keyboard.
Torbjorn Lundmark, author of the book Quirky QWERTY, A History of the Typewriter.
But he found that many common letter pairs sat right next to each other on the keyboard, and they tended to stick and jam the mechanism. So what he did, he jumbled those common letter pairs as far away from each other as he could, and that solved the problem. It was a quick fix to a mechanical problem.
Torbjorn says there have been several competing keyboard layouts that have been offered, some of them more ergonomically correct, and all have failed.
The QWERTY keyboard, I think three letters have just slightly changed places since 1864. I find that amazing with today's computer keyboard.
You'll notice that you can type the word typewriter using only the keys on the top row of letters, which just may have been intentional for marketing purposes.
It was certainly helpful for the sales reps who perhaps weren't any good typists, but at least they could pick out the word typewriter from the top row.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Several officials of the Texas A&M Health Science Center were involved in the governor's task force on infectious diseases, which has issued its recommendations on how to plan and respond to a health emergency. A member of the task force, Dr. Scott Lillibridge, spoke at this week's Chamber of Commerce Community Health Update. He says more than 20 diseases have emerged over the last 20 to 30 years. In addition to Ebola, they're monitoring cases of enterovirus D68.
A respiratory disease that's affecting children, particularly those with asthma, we have to stay vigilant. It's nowhere near the seriousness of Ebola, but it's something we watch and are interested in terms of having effective countermeasures for that, too, in the future.
Another virus has also started to be detected in the United States.
Chikungunya virus, a.k.a. my farmer friend, the chicken virus. No, it's a insect-borne virus that is transmitted through mosquito bites. It's rampant in the Caribbean, and it's being intermittently introduced into the United States.
Online at WTAW.com is a link to the task force report. The Texas Senate's Health and Human Services Committee this week announced 7 recommendations to be considered by the legislature next year. The committee chairman, Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner, says that includes reviewing the operations of Child Protective Services in order to reduce child fatalities.
To make sure that we're reaching the goals of placement and either reunification with the families and or into foster homes. Streamlining the policies and procedures that CPS follows that make it a better place for those CPS caseworkers to work, to make sure that they're retained. We have a very high turnover. It's a very stressful job.
The committee also recommended further attention to the future of CPRIT, the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute.
I don't want to be hit 4 years from now saying, well, we need a bunch of money for CPRIT, when the original intention of CPRIT was that it should be self-sufficient.
The committee also made recommendations to improve mental health and substance abuse services, reduce prescription drug abuse, and examine women's access to preventative health care. The Brazos County Democratic Party has announced a transition in its leadership. Chairwoman Maggie Charlton is stepping down December 31st as she and her husband are moving to North Carolina. She was appointed chair in 2008 after serving as executive director since 2004, following her retirement from the College Station School District. Filling the remainder of Charlton's term through 2016 is Jason Poyser, an Army veteran who served in the Middle East. So far, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office is not aware of any victims of the latest round of phone scammers.
In our case, they're using the names of two of our deputies, one a lieutenant, another a livestock unit deputy, in claiming that that there's a warrant out for the person's arrest for not having shown up for jury duty in many cases.
And Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says it's similar to recent calls made to residents in Robertson County.
Soliciting $300 and have directed them to go and get a prepaid or a debit card and have either call them back or, in some cases, have actually kept them on the line while they went and got the $300 debit card. So I'd just like for your listeners to know that this is a scam, that we would never, ever do anything like this, and not to fall for it.
Stewart asked for anyone contacted by the scammers to make a report with the sheriff's office. Those who have interest in next year's Bryan School District calendar have until next Wednesday to take a survey. Spokesman Brandon Webb says option A mirrors this year with students getting the entire week off for Thanksgiving, while option B returns to students being in class Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Now, what that does with option B, essentially, other than a few other minor dates here and there, is it has the school year conclude in May. So toward the end of May, May 27th, it would either be an inclement weather day or the day before that, the 26th, would officially be the last day of school.
The survey is online at bryanisd.org. The school board could finalize next year's calendar as early as a week from Monday. A Houston-based energy consulting firm estimates the Eagle Ford shale and oil and gas fields in South Texas yielded its billionth barrel of crude oil, natural gas, and condensate last month. Wood Mackenzie estimates the field produced more than 70% of the billion barrels over the past 2 years. The field now accounts for about 16% of the oil produced daily in the United States. Rain or shine, the 88th BCS Christmas Parade will take place this Sunday at 2 p.m.
The theme of the parade is the 12 days of Christmas. That has opened up a wide variety of avenues for people to go off into as they consider what their units are going to look like. And you're going to have to come and view the parade to actually see how creative some of our community folks are, because it's going to be pretty spectacular.
Zent says the parade starts at the entrance of Polo Road onto University Drive, then turns north onto Texas Avenue. To make sure you see all the entries, stay south of the Sulphur Springs area, as that's where the groups head in different directions. Go online to bcsparade.com for more information. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
This is Chad Jones. My law firm's given away over 120 new coats to kids this year in our annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. The coats are for kids between kindergarten and fourth grade whose families are having a tough time this winter. If you have a new or gently used child's coat you would like to bring by our office, please do so. If you need a coat, please bring your young child by our office during working hours or call us at 595-5000. You can find more information on our Facebook page at Chad Jones Law. A coat just might be the most important gift they get this year.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Psalm 122, verse 1 reads, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Friend, are you able to say the same thing? We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us. Our times and location are found on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we seek to worship God according to the teaching of John 4:24. In this verse, Jesus makes it clear that the true worship of God consists of having the right attitude and the right standard. We must make sure that our heart is sincere, but also that our worship is according to God's pattern of truth, as found within the Bible. We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
6:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep you and your family comfortable year-round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Considerably cloudy today, a few widely scattered showers. Also watch out for patchy fog this morning. It'll become breezy today with a high of 75. We're partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Occasional sunshine tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow looks to be the better of the two weekend days. Clouds, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55. Scattered shower Sunday. Temperatures on Sunday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, it's a tough way to end a season that we're really, really proud of.
Now that's Coach Lori Corbelli from yesterday afternoon when A&M was in the NCAA Division I volleyball tournament. More on that, more on the ladies in the College Cup, which is the Final Four for A&M women's soccer, and a whole lot more in sports like the Cowboys coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want to be losing to Texas to end your season. That's bad on all sorts of levels. But
well, no, it was Arizona State. They were
Oh, they didn't even get there. Okay.
No. Yeah.
Even worse.
They were just playing at Ute.
Okay. So, I don't know. The Justice Department now has issued a report charging Cleveland's police department is engaged in a pattern of excessive force. And it may well be. I don't know. Don't live there. Haven't been there in decades. But now, you know, I just, man, it's hard to get the genie back in the bottle, or I think this thing could spill over and we'll have to make changes 10 years from now based on decisions that are made in the next 2 months. And that's really bothersome to me. No matter what it is, this happens to be police departments. And, you know, right now, I guess every police department in America is having to justify anything that they do.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it made me think, I can remember being on some jury duty situations, and it seems to me that there's a real difference, and if that's supposed to be our peers, there seems to be a real difference in the attitude where people will necessarily always believe the testimony of a police officer, and I think we're seeing that more and more, and I don't know if the police departments generally have brought that on themselves or if it's society's arrogance. I'm not exactly sure what the answer would be. Don't know that I'm choosing the right words, but obviously police departments, you know, we're hearing now that the police departments are going to have, in New York City, for instance, the police officers are now going to have to go through a re-education process.
This goes back to a lot of things that we've been talking about that are unrelated to just this incident.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, de Blasio standing up in front of everybody and Eric Holder standing up in front of everybody and the president standing up. The buck stops with you people.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the one that's allowed this to happen.
And the problem is as things get stirred up like this, then now's a great opportunity to go in and make a massive change, you know, 3, 4, 5 steps forward. And Mr. Community Organizer, who believes now that the United States is just a community, he believes he should really be able to go in and change the way things are, when in fact there's a whole bunch of different elements that put that soup where we are. And, you know, I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with the union police chief in New York who had said people need to understand they should not resist arrest. Okay? That may be too far in the other direction. Just because a police officer says that
resistance is futile.
Right. Should you be doing that? I don't know. I'm a person who, you know, my sum total of interaction with the police doesn't have to do with very many any confrontational situations. Mm-hmm. There are other segments of the society who do end up in a confrontational situation. But, man, you know, then you start talking about authority and entitlement and this whole deal and people being raised up in a different environment than others are, and the police have to serve both of them. At the same time, consider the situations that police officers get put into that they have to actually reserve their physical capabilities. Consider that they're carrying lethal force on their hip, and you know the times when it's used and how often is it used properly, and we don't hear about that. Not saying all cops are good, obviously, but man, This certainly has us churned up, and part of it's also the time of year too.
I think you're right.
Yeah, all those things enter into it. So we'll see. Both Democrats and Republicans are millions of dollars in debt after this last month's elections. Hey. Republicans owe $8.8 million, Democrats $12 million,
just like the country.
Yeah, Democrats owe more and lost. Wow. With that in mind, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who really needs to do something about her hair, but that's something completely different. Trying to come up with a new strategy to be able to get the Democrats back into the cockles of the hearts of Americans so that they can get reelected. A diverse group of Democrat Party officials, strategists, and advocates will each bring with them expertise from their field to collaborate on a holistic review.
Holistic?
Of the party's past performances.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll see.
Hey, when does Senator Baby Fat, when is that election? In
tomorrow.
That's what I was going to say.
Like,
are we
tomorrow,
getting close?
Which is really interesting because, I mean, Saturday, weekends are made for partying in Louisiana. You know? How many people are going to remember to go vote?
Well, I mean, in Louisiana, you can probably vote in a bar.
Yeah, it's laissez-faire, bolto roulette. Yeah, you know, you're right. You can use your cocktail napkin.
Because you can vote pretty much anywhere in Louisiana.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, that's happening tomorrow, so I'm not sure how it works. You know, what we do know is that
she needed to have that pipeline bill go her way in the Senate, and it didn't.
No,
so
nope.
It's kind of like a lot of them are standing around going, wouldn't want to be, hun, you know, and, you know, they pulled the money out of there for the advertising, so.
The last poll I saw, it was double digits. She was just getting hammered.
Well, and again, it's not, the Landrews are fine, and her brother's probably going to end up being elected senator sometime down the road, so they'll be all right, but, yeah, as you say, Senator Baby Fat, probably not the answer. Gosh, and then, you know, if you care about it, one of the great things about Texas is that our legislature only meets every 2 years.
Hooray.
Yay.
One of the terrible things about Texas is our legislature only meets every 2 years. Because what we have to do is kind of have to set the budget. And the Legislative Budget Board, you know, looks at the growth rate, and they kind of have to figure that out. Well, what they came up with was 11.68% as a forecast for what the Texas economy is going to do to grow over the next 2 years.
And then the oil said, nope.
Yeah. Well, all that did is it made people on both sides of the aisle mad. Okay, the liberals are unhappy with that because it's not enough. The conservatives say it's too much. Yeah, it doesn't matter. That means it obviously must be good because both sides are angry. But we're going to see a lot more about this. There'll be a lot more talk about it. And again, because of the erosion of the oil, that's a little bit of a problem.
Well, and I'm glad that slide is happening now as opposed to after they set
the
budget.
Sure, I agree.
Because that'd be 2 years. We'd probably have to have an emergency.
Yeah, we'd have an unpleasant surprise when the reality of the situation sank in. So I would agree. And again, one of the things that's always been pretty good about Texas is that they are conservative at the right time. So we'll see how all that plays out. Anyway, 647.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2014, Saturday, December 6th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation with CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only sales on everything for the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2014, Saturday, December 6th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
We're just a few weeks away from being able to turn our sights to the spring gardening season. This is a good time to cover some horticultural facts and fantasies of this season. Many of these may surprise you. Garden facts of the season right after this important message. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar 48 pages long of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. We're going to talk about some unusual garden facts of the season. I'm going to start with one that you may not believe. Poinsettias are not poisonous. Give folks a list of daffodils, oaks, hollies, tomatoes, and poinsettias and ask them which one plant is absolutely not poisonous in any of its parts, and poinsettias will almost always be the last guess every time. While the white latex sap that bleeds from poinsettia stems may cause a skin irritation or rash, the plants are not toxic. That's the determination of a very extensive and expensive series of tests done at The Ohio State University in the 1970s. Knowledge moves slowly in the gardening world. If you want to reflower your poinsettia, know going in it's going to be a challenge. Those big, beautiful poinsettias that you're buying right about now were unrooted cuttings just 4 months ago. That's how quickly they grow. If it didn't freeze in your part of Texas, you could put your Christmas poinsettia outdoors in the flower bed in full sun and prepare for 8 or 10 feet of strong growth before next fall. So it's really difficult to keep it in the same old pot for a whole year and expect it to be happy and to bloom properly. You probably would be better off repotting it several times, pinching it to keep it compact. Oh, another fact that you need to know, mistletoe is toxic, unlike the poinsettias. The plant is parasitic to its host plants, and the berries can make you sick. Mistletoe is a higher plant. That means it has chlorophyll. It roots into the branches of its host plants. As the roots develop, they cause distorted growth in the wood of the host's limbs. Eventually, that interruption can actually kill the affected limb. Cedar elms, bodarks, oaks, hackberries, and elms of other kinds are most commonly afflicted. There's no chemical spray you can use to control mistletoe without doing harm to the host tree. When you develop one, prepare to make some money. Right now, though, all you can do is to trim it out. You want to start trimming every year. Trim out all of the new mistletoe that occurs because it will start on small twigs. If you wait a few years, those twigs will turn into branches, and to prune to remove them would be very disfiguring. Living Christmas trees may be difficult to keep alive after Christmas if you leave them indoors too long. Research has shown that maybe 10 days is about the maximum. And you need to be very careful in the ones that you buy. Norfolk Island pines are the most common houseplant Christmas trees, and they are a little bit difficult to keep indoors. Alberta spruces don't handle the heat well at all in Texas. Leyland cypress and Eldarica pines really cooked this past summer. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52 and time for the high school football playoff report with Zach Taylor.
The high school football playoff field has been whittled down considerably these past few weeks, but there's still a few Brazos Valley teams in the hunt. The Navasota Rattlers, for instance, are well on their way to another state title after defeating El Campo 54-36 last week. However, they'll have to get past a tough Henderson Lions squad tomorrow in the 4A Division I quarterfinals. Here's Coach Lee Fedora.
You know, anytime you're going to face that East Texas teams, you're going to face teams with speed, and, you know, they got a great quarterback back there. He does a tremendous job kind of being the dual threat. He can throw the ball, but if you're not ready, he's going to take off and run it. He's a big old kid, and they do a lot of good things. And, you know, it's just one of those games. We know it's going to be another dogfight. But, you know, when you got eight teams left in this division this far in December, you're not going to face anybody that's not a good football team. So we know we still got to come out and play our game.
Kickoff between the Rattlers and Lions is tomorrow afternoon at 2 with broadcast on Navasota News 1550. Some other local teams duking it out this weekend. Iola takes on Tenahaw in the 2A Division II quarterfinals in Tyler, while Cameron Yeo and Rockdale square off in the 3A Division I quarters in Waco. Kickoff times for both of those games is tonight at 7:30. Remember, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been another postseason version of your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. We'll hop over to A&M Volleyball, where they were unable to overcome a strong serving and defensive effort by the 22nd-ranked Arizona State team that had 24 kills led by Macy Gardner as the youthful Aggies fell to the Sun Devils in the first round of the NCAA Division I Volleyball Championships yesterday. Head coach Lori Corbelli is excited, though, about the upside and youth of this Aggie team.
It was a struggle for us to get into our rhythm and our normal way of playing for whatever reason, and it was quite frustrating for the girls on the court. As much as they tried, nothing seemed to really go their way and work. So I saw the frustration and I saw the effort. So it was, you know, it's a tough way to end a season that we're really, really proud of. You know, we have a huge future ahead of us with this, maybe the youngest team in the NCAA tournament.
We'll jump over to number 5 A&M soccer. Well, the women's team is looking to keep their historic postseason run going after this afternoon as the Aggs take on Virginia in the Final Four in Boca Raton, Florida. Coach G. Guerrieri shared some of his thoughts on the Lady Cavaliers earlier this week.
They're very athletic. They're very technical in the way that they play. I think they are the number 2 scoring team in the country this year. They've got kid who is the reigning Herman Trophy winner, which is the soccer's equivalent of the Heisman, in Morgan Bryan. And she is an attacking center midfielder and a very, very complete player. I think a lot of people think that she'll go number one in the upcoming pro draft in January. So other than that, they're not very good.
Yeah, the teams will take the pitch this afternoon, 4 o'clock for the match. Pre-game starts at 3:45, and we'll actually carry that on Sports Radio 1150, the Zone. A hop over to the NFL, where DeMarco Murray ran for a season-high 179 yards and a touchdown. Tony Romo threw for three scores, and the Cowboys beat the Chicago Bears 41-28. The Cowboys made it look easy for most of the night against a struggling team that lost their star wide receiver Brandon Marshall in the second to a rib injury. Dallas Cowboys clinched its first winning season since 2009, but it's looking for more with an NFC East title and first place playoff appearance in 5 years. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo got a little chippy, though, when asked about the playoff drought.
Other than the fact that we still have all of our goals in front of us, you know, I think that that's more for you guys to do your December and 8-8 stuff. I mean, it's a fun week for you guys, I'm sure, but now you got to come up with something else.
Now, May had a right to be a little chippy. He's been dealing with the effects of back surgery from this past offseason, two transverse process fractures in his back this season, and the Cowboys quarterback let it slip yesterday that he'd also been playing through a broken rib for the better part of 2 months. The Pokes will have 10 days to heal up and get ready for the Philadelphia team that shellacked them 2 weeks ago. Jadeveon Clowney's rookie season is over. After meeting with renowned orthopedic surgeon James Andrews yesterday, it was determined that Clowney needed a second surgery on his right knee. Texans coach Bill O'Brien conveyed that yesterday. The Texans will place Clowney on the season-ending injured reserve list. And the show must go on for the Texans, though, as they have a feisty Jacksonville team this weekend. Here's head coach Bill O'Brien on the Jags.
They were 21 down, and like you said, they came back. They scored two defensive touchdowns. I mean, Blake led them on a last-minute drive there to put it over the top. And they're definitely a team that's playing with confidence and have some momentum. We have some momentum. You know, we played well. So I think our guys have confidence in what we're doing. So it should be a good football game.
Houston's in Jacksonville for the noon game this Sunday. And we'll wrap it up with the coach's corner. At least that's what I'm calling it. Mike Riley will be introduced as Nebraska's new football coach at a news conference today. Riley is the longest tenured coach in the Pac-12. Was the coach at Oregon State for the last 14 seasons, but the Beavers just completed a 5-7 season in which they only won two conference games. He replaces Bo Pelini, who was dismissed after the Huskers finished their regular season 9-3. Jim McElwain is Florida's new coach after going 22-16 for three seasons at Colorado State. Now, he was the offensive coordinator at Alabama, where he helped the Tide win two national championships before he headed up to Fort Collins. The Gators announced that it's a 6-year deal worth about $3.5 annually. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wow your customers, associates, and clients with personalized and custom holiday cards from Copy Corner. From choosing what you'd like the front of your card to look like with your company logo or picture of your staff, to picking what you'd like the holiday greeting to say inside, to completing it all with personalized signatures, Copy Corner makes planning your office holiday cards easy and impressive. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-2679.
Hey folks, Mahindra Tractors have done it again. They've found a way to make your dream of owning a tractor a reality during Mahindra's Red Ribbon Holiday Sale. For a limited time, the revolutionary Mahindra Max Series and the value-packed E-Max Series come with special savings. Purchase a backhoe-equipped Mahindra Max or E-Max and a Mahindra implement, and you can get zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until January 31st of 2015, plus a $1,000 rebate and a 5-year warranty. It's the Mahindra Power Package. So care for the land you love with the tractor brand that takes care of you. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. To learn more, visit MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Well, got a shot at some showers, only 20 or 30%, but it's going to go through the weekend. Temperatures kind of mild, about 76 today, but watch for some light rain around the area this morning. Keep our fingers crossed as far as that goes. It's going to be kind of sticky for this time of year. WTAW.